What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here. I'm alongside Jacob Brothers, all the way out in sunny Las Vegas. Jacob, what's good, my guy?
I'm doing great because we have some Overwatch to talk about. How you doing?
We got so much Overwatch to talk about, but we want you guys to like, subscribe, share, follow, do all the stuff that you need to do in order to get the latest news from us, so don't forget to do that. But Jacob is absolutely right. We got some Overwatch to talk about. That is the TESPA Grand Finals for Overwatch. It's Harrisburg versus Maryville. We had two really great teams going up against each other in this one, but I'm going to be honest, it did not pan out the way that I thought it would. So Jacob sort of set the stage for us, because I think this went in one direction a little bit more than it should have.
Yeah, it might have been reminiscent of a boy band title, you could say. Basically, the two major bullet points here is that there was Elk and Joe Meister, the two Philadelphia Fusion Overwatch League that are now involved with Harrisburg, and they showed a significant improvement from earlier in the season. Because earlier in the season, This same team of Harrisburg played the same team of Maryville, where Maryville washed. And now it was Maryville's turn to jump in the washer. So all three of the games pretty much went the same way, I would say, for the most part, besides Maryville adding some C9s in there for some seasoning. But it all came down to their positioning. You could see the coaching very directly within the growth of the players, but you could see how, like, the philosophy of Harrisburg setting up would do better than how Maryville would set up. And then when Harrisburg would rotate, they would have the Sigma stick around to poke, so then the team would be distracted, opening up a new angle, things like that. And
it was really interesting to see that, and especially you began to see it right away on the first map of Busan, where you had Maryville come out to a very early lead. I mean, Harrisburg couldn't even get out of spawn. Yeah, they couldn't even get out of spawn at one point. And then one good rotation to the right of the point, if you're coming from Harrisburg, to the right of the point, one good rotation, a completely scuffed ultimate from Maryville. Harrisburg cleans up the fight. They go and take the point, and they never lose another point for the rest of the map. And I mean, I think it's sort of indicative of what you're saying, that the coaching really came into play, because you saw that even when they were down, there was a control about Harrisburg that it never felt like the match was slipping away from them. Even when they were massively down on the percentage points, they continued to persevere and went out. And so I think Harrisburg, not only were they able to sort of show their character, I think Maryville really showed that they have some sort of fragility when it comes to when one of their players is down. Because when Horthic would go down, I mean, they couldn't win a fight. And that was a major problem that you saw consistently happen throughout all maps.
Well, and a part of that is probably the double shield meta. But also on top of that, Harrisburg just has the better setup. And you have to wonder if Maryville is just a little too used to being on top. You know, if that's like a storyline that could spin out of this, because Maryville doesn't play very many elite schools. If we're going to be honest here, like, they washed Utah, and Utah washed everybody else. So yeah. Maryville doesn't really deal with great Overwatch teams. So then when Harrisburg just kind of drops a bomb on them, you could see the panic. You could see the double support ult with nothing to go with it. You could see them not being able to respond to a Tracer being thrown at them. Not being able to respond to a comp that, frankly, Harrisburg wasn't ready to execute in King's Row. So you could see, and again, the C9s. So for Maryville, coaching might be a answer for them. Like, they might need to actually evaluate their team cohesion.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to necessarily say that the issue was the talent,
right?
Because again, these are two
Maryville
very good teams. Yeah, arguably the two best teams in the country, without a shadow of a doubt. I think you can maybe begin to make the argument that Utah and maybe a couple other schools belong in that conversation as well. But these are probably easily the top two teams in the nation for collegiate Overwatch. And to see Harrisburg do Maryville the way they did them, 3-0 sweep, didn't really look out of control outside of a little bit on Busan, a little bit on King's Row. But even then, I never felt like Harrisburg was in danger of dropping a map ever. And that was sort of the issue that I saw. But, you know, I think, you know, Maryville's going to have to go back to the drawing board for next season and all that good stuff. But, you know, congratulations to Harrisburg. They're an awesome team. They deserve the win. Back in the headlines, man. And we hope to see more of them in the upcoming season.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.